Welcome to The City's Backyard with Matt Szako. The City's Backyard starts now.
Today, we're in the backyard. We're going out to Brooklyn to a legendary firehouse where Janet Rutkowski lives with her husband, Walter, who's in this band called American Nomads. And that was the very first time that I did a podcast, Janet, was with Walter and the drummer of Joe Walsh, Joe Vitale. But, you know, you're your own person and you are an artist. So this is all about you today and your metal art that you make in Brooklyn in the firehouse. Is that where you have your studio?
Not quite. Actually, the band has a studio here, but I do work sometimes out of Brooklyn, but I have a studio upstate also, because working in metal and steel, you need big space and you have lots of nice, fun, dirty equipment.
Well, you are on the podcast today to talk about this exhibition called Behind the Mask. Now, this is in Long Island City, New York, at a place called Culture Lab.
That's correct. So Culture Lab is a not-for-profit organization. It's an incredible space. First of all, they do not only art shows. They have a big music venue. They have a parking lot where they have concerts outdoors in their parking lot. They have a stage all set up. The American Nomads had played there twice already. They do comedy. They give a voice to art. The range of work is just amazing. I'm even mesmerized that I put this show together. So it's up through April 28th. We had just did an artist meet and greet, kind of an informal Prosecco last Saturday, Saturday the 23rd. And we'll be doing some other events in April also to be announced.
Let's just chat a little bit about your nickname, Steely Jan. And I just had on the guitarist, John Harrington, from the group Steely Dan. He's on tour with the Eagles, and he's got a project out called, it's actually Doug Kistner's project, who's in the Billy Joel band, the Lords of 52nd Street, the original band. Anyway, they've got this great new project out with some songs. So you go by Steely Jan. that's related to metal, right?
Well, I love Steely Dan, so it was a no-brainer to call myself Steely Jan because I work with steel. And I mean, some people kind of say, oh, that's like silly, but I love it and I think it's very catchy and it's me, you know. It's kind of funny and but it's real. I work with steel and my name is Jan. I love the name. It's a lot of fun.
Well, your publicist calls you Heavy Metal Janet, so you have a couple nicknames.
Oh, okay. That sounds good, too. I guess I'm like Iron Maiden. I don't know. But all good. It's all good.
So you were interviewed by McGee Hickey from WPIX News, and she's been a reporter in New York for ages. So I saw that clip, and you know, the event just was rocking. It looks like there's a lot of stuff to check out. So tell us about, you know, when people can see this. Is it open daily, 7 days a week? You said it goes through the end of April?
Right, till April 28th. We'll be having a closing reception that day. And so the gallery hours are actually, they're open from Thursday and Friday from 5 to 9, because a lot of their venues are at night, and Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 9. So it's a little bit of a limited program, but once you're there, the place is rocking. They usually have one or two art shows up. It's really, really big. They have, like I said, they'll have in the evening some type of performance or film. So it's really a wonderful place to check out, easy to get to. You can take the New York ferry there from 34th Street and to Hunter's Point. So that's fun. And it's a beautiful neighborhood with a beautiful park. So I really recommend that people go there.
Does Long Island City where the Culture Lab is. Does it have a great view of Manhattan?
It has an incredible view of Manhattan. And when people are performing in that parking area, you see the whole city background against the set. So it's really great for photography.
Well, this is great. We're talking to Janet Rutkowski. Metal isn't just about men. Like you said, women are getting into the metal art, and hopefully some women will get into welding because it's a great field. So more with Janet Steely Jan coming up right after the break.
Skip the trip to the city and see Broadway actors right here in Fairfield County for a fraction of the price. Located at 509 Westport Avenue in Norwalk, Music Theater of Connecticut is your ticket to local professional theater. Get your tickets now and experience one-of-a-kind productions in our intimate, state-of-the-art Black Box Theater. For showtimes and reservations, visit our website at musictheaterofct.com or call us at 203-454-3883. Music Theater of Connecticut, where theater isn't just observed, it's experienced.
Escape the ordinary and let your taste buds wander through the enchanting landscapes of the Mediterranean and the Caribbean at the all-new Costa Vino Wine Bar Restaurant. Check out their happy hour specials and enjoy a symphony of tastes from their delicious menu. Costa Vino, located at 36 Westport Avenue in Norwalk. For more information, go to CostaVinoRestaurant.com.
Get back on the road with peace of mind with auto repair services you can trust. Accurate Auto Repair at 203-854-0338 or check them out at accurateautonorwalk.com.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
The City's Backyard podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and your community. It's The City's Backyard. Airing on all platforms.
Today we're in the backyard with an artist. And what would you call yourself, Janet, as far as an artist? A metal artist that you specialize in metal?
Well, I would call myself a sculptor and curator, because I curate shows. Although I've done some works on paper, but primarily a sculptor. People are always amazed when they meet me and they're like, "You weld?" Yes, it's not rocket science. It's like being in the kitchen. It's just learning tools and, of course, being careful. But it's a wonderful, wonderful medium. I really love it. And there are a lot of women welders, which is totally a misconception that people don't realize how long women have been involved in metalworking. In the 1800s, it was there were a lot of French women, but they were doing more like bronzes. In World War I, in Britain, the women started to weld, to when the men went to war. In World War II, it happened in America that we have Rosie the Riveter. So it's been around. But women in the arts, welding, the women, there are some very, very famous women, but you don't really hear of it that much. Of course, there was Louise Bourgeois, there's Deborah Butterfield, Lynn Emery, there's quite a few. But this show puts it on the mainstream, and really, this is 30 women. We have almost maybe 50, 60 works of art. So this pulls the misconception out from under the rug that women are not active in welding and metalwork in the arts.
So obviously you wear the helmet with the mask.
The whole deal, the little leather apron and my little gloves. It's really wonderful.
What's the feedback you're getting so far on the show? And are you going daily when it's open? You mentioned, late afternoon, early evening.
Yeah, either myself or my co-curator are usually on the scene, or one of the artists. So, you know, we like to be visible in case somebody has questions or wants to chat.
So what's the feedback that you're getting as far as, like, you know, what are some of the examples of work? As you know, this is an audio podcast, so we're not showing the visuals of, right, of some of the artwork, but maybe you can describe some of the things that you're getting that are getting a lot of attention at the exhibit.
Well, first of all, we've had an incredible rave review of this, and they can see that podcast, that the newscast from Pix11 with McGee Hickey. It's online. But
yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes so people can see it too.
Right. So they really spent quite a bit of time at the opening. But one of the women, Alexandra Limpert, her piece is featured on our invite. And she does these monumental figures just made out of bits of steel. A Winged Victory is like a huge kind of androgynous figure with wings, and it's got to be 9 or 10 feet tall. She has two other large figures in the show, plus a small mechanical head, because she used to do window displays, and you can turn the little knob and the eyes open and close. So her work is incredible. Let's see. We have a young woman who just started to weld out of the Art Students League, Pema. Her last name is a little difficult, though. But she did just a lovely, simple, elegant pieces of steel that are floral but architectural that is put into a stone. And she sold the piece. So this was an incredible experience for her, but she just started to weld.
We are talking to Steely Jan, Janet Rakowski, and the exhibit is called Behind the Mask, The Art of Women Welders, and it's happening at the Culture Lab in Long Island City, New York. It's going on till the end of April. Like you said, you could take the ferry out there. Let's take a quick break. I want to come back and just sort of mention how music and art tie in together. More with Janet coming up right after the break.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Keeping your home or business warm and running efficiently during the cold winter months shouldn't be a challenge. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk for your free system evaluation and start saving money today. Google them for more information at The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill, right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk, to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in heart of Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
Hello, this is Vince Santilli, CEO of Homes for the Brave, and we are so excited to be having our 8th annual comedy night featuring professional comics that are U.S. military veterans. It'll be on Friday night, April 5th at Visano's Four Seasons. To get your tickets, go to homesforthebrave.org. That's homesforthebrave.org.
We're back. You're listening to The City's Backyard.
We're out in Brooklyn right now with a heavy metal artist, and we're not talking about Iron Maiden metal music here. We're talking about the art of metal. And, you know, I mentioned before the break that music and art ties into each other. And I'll give you an example. Recently, I had on Dennis Dunaway, the original bass player of the Alice Cooper group, and his wife, Cindy. And Cindy, in her own right, is an artist because she designed all the Alice Cooper group costumes. And Dennis has been on the podcast now a couple of times. And the first time he was on, you know, I did all this research on the band, and it was amazing. He met Alice Cooper, you know, his real name is Vince, but he met Vince in art class. And, you know, they started the band by just basically doing variety shows and imitating the Beatles and making fun of, you know, the Beatles in a way. And they got such great feedback that they actually learned to play instruments. And Dennis basically was the last one to, you know, vote on what he wanted to play. So he got stuck playing bass. And that's how it all happened. And, you know, his wife designed the costumes. So their band became this theatrical band. They wanted to be different and get into art, you know, bring art into the show. So, and your husband's a musician and your art is displayed, you know, in the firehouse, and New York City and Brooklyn has so much industrial, well, there's artistic buildings that are, you know, art. The architecture is art in itself. So what can you say about music and art tying in like that?
Well, we're fortunate enough here in Greenpoint to have bought and renovated an old firehouse. So talking about old architecture, it was built in the late 1870s. And it's the home of myself and my husband, Walter Kennel, who is a lead singer and keyboardist for American Nomads Band. And so we share this space together with art and music. The band actually practices here every week. We have recording equipment, so we record here. And of course, my work is, this is my biggest art gallery ever because most of my work is here.
Yeah, and you've had some bands that have basically used the firehouse for storage for equipment and stopped by. Can you mention some of those bands?
Okay, I hope that I know this.
I thought it was Peter Gabriel and maybe Pink Floyd.
Yeah, and you know, so we had on our ground floor, two of our dearest friends had rented the space. That was Kevin Hartman and Brian Olson. They had Shadowfax Productions at that time, but now they have bigger companies. And they were doing sound for some bands. And they had connections with all these people, like, yes, Peter Gabriel, The Cure, David Byrne. I'm trying to think. There were so many people that came through the firehouse. Unfortunately, I was always working, so I never got to meet any of these people. It was usually during the day, but it was an incredible, incredible space, just so much creativity.
With that said, you know, I know you love New York City. You're very passionate about the Big Apple. And, you know, let's face it, New York City is full of art and culture. So what can you say about New York City, you know, still being alive and well?
Well, we're having a rough time right now, unfortunately. Hopefully we'll bounce back. But New York is the epicenter of, like, art, music, theater. People, wherever I go all over the world, people want to come to New York. This is their big dream. And the funny thing is everyone has to, I don't know, it's this cult thing all over the world, but not in New York, that you have to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge and you have to take photographs of yourself walking over the Brooklyn Bridge. And no matter who I speak to, they say, oh, I have to go there and walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. So that's a kind of a funny fact. And yeah. I've never walked over the Brooklyn Bridge, so I have to walk and photograph myself walking over the Brooklyn Bridge. But it's just, it's, there's so much energy here and people are wonderful. You know, there's always crazy people everywhere and bad people everywhere. But I think the majority, we get along so well. We have people from every culture, every religion. The food scene is so great because we can eat anything. The diversity of food and culture is beautiful. Beautiful place. I'm a native New Yorker, one of maybe the few born in Staten Island, and I love you.
I love that you were born in New York, in Staten Island. You're a real New Yorker, and it's really a pleasure to have such a fantastic artist like you on the podcast to talk about the art exhibit, you know, featuring metal, Behind the Mask, The Art of Women Welders, going on now through the end of April. And the hours, Thursday, Friday, 5 to 9, Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 9. Janet, this was so cool to have you in the backyard. I mean, I know you've done a lot of other exhibits in the suburbs, in the backyard of New York City, out in Greenwich, out in Nyack, in Rockland County. I mean, there's just so many listed here. But the one currently that is happening that you are responsible for, you know, putting together and making it happen. I mean, you're an art rock star in my eyes, and just really appreciate you coming on and talking about this. And we'll put the link in with the PIX interview so people visually can see, you know, how great the art is. But it's something that they should really try and go and see in person, especially, you know, if they're in that area, right?
And can I just mention, if someone wants to see my work, they could look at my website, which is janetrakowski.com, and social media, Instagram, I'm Steely Jan 38. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook, because this is where you can see what's coming up next, because I posted, including the podcast that I'm on right now, everything goes on my social media, LinkedIn. So, you know, check it out.
For sure. Janet Rutkowski, thanks for dropping by the City's Backyard today in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Matt. And thanks to Ken Franklin for orchestrating this. He's also a very good friend of ours. And I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
That puts a wrap on the City's Backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.